Award-winning author, journalist, and TV host, Stephen Reichlin is the man who reinvented barbecue. His obsession with live fire cooking began in 1998 with The Barbecue Bible, an award-winning encyclopedic study of global grilling, chronicling his four-year, 200,000-mile odyssey on the world's barbecue trail. In 2000, he published How to Grill, the first step-by-step guide to live fire cooking, which was hailed by the New York Times as astute, approachable, and eminently appealing. Reichlin's 28 books include Beer Can Chicken, the perennially popular Miami Spice, and the James Beard award-winning Healthy Latin Cooking. In all, Reichlin has won 5 James Beard Awards and 3 IACP Awards. His books have been translated into 12 languages. His Primal Grill and Barbecue University TV shows on PBS have helped people all over the world ascend the ladder of grilling enlightenment. He's appeared on Oprah and Howard Stern, did the Today Show, and beat the Iron Chef in Tokyo. And now, Reichlin has written a novel, Island Apart. Let's find out why he's left food for fiction. Welcome, Stephen. Thanks so much for stopping by the Book Report.
Thank you.
First, how did you first fall in love with barbecue?
I like to say that barbecue found me. Now, being a red-blooded American male, I have always grilled. But the idea of using barbecue as a window into culture and as sort of a magic carpet for traveling around the world actually came to me in an epiphany in November 1994. Sort of the idea that grilling is the world's oldest and most universal cooking method, and I should go around the world and see how people do it in different cultures. And I've been doing it ever since.
Oh, it's really amazing. You have been all over the globe, South Africa, the Far East. I mean, where have you discovered some of the more interesting and way out there methods?
Well, I think certainly one would have to cite Southeast Asia, where people grill everything from reptiles to all kinds of exotic seafood with extremely explosive spice mixes and spice pastes. Uruguay is another barbecue, kind of a barbecue adventure land where, you know, a typical meal might include grilled chitlins, choto, which is grilled coiled intestines, mollecas, grilled sweetbreads. Anything is fair game.
Okay, so how long has your novel, which is called Island Apart, been cooking in your brain before you actually put pen to paper?
Well, let's see. I graduated from college with a degree in French literature and the full intention to become a novelist. And then I won a Watson Foundation Fellowship to study medieval cooking in Europe. And that got me thinking about kind of the interface of food and culture and sort of led me into a career of food writing, which has been very good to me. The idea for Island Apart came to me about 10 years ago when my wife and I first built our house on Chappaquiddick Island. And I sort of had the idea for the story and kind of I'd write a page here, write a page there. 5 years ago, my cookbook editor took a leave of absence for 6 months, and I played hooky from barbecue writing and wrote the novel.
Can you give us a little glimpse of the story?
Sure. Perhaps the best way to tell you that is to tell you the original working title, which was The Hermit of Chappaquiddick, and this is one of the protagonists. It's really a story about two people who have been deeply wounded by life and through who very inadvertent circumstances and a surprising shared love of food and cooking discover each other and help each other heal. Now, Chappaquiddick, I don't know if you've ever been there, but there is not a heck of a lot going on. There is one tiny store open in July and August. There are no restaurants, no hotels, no movie theaters, no malls. It's pretty isolated. And so in a sense, it became the petri dish for putting these two individuals together and bringing them together and kind of watching what would happen.
Hmm. Are any of the characters based on people you know from the island?
Well, first, let me say that I am not the hermit of Chappaquiddick.
I wondered that.
Actually, a quite outgoing and gregarious guy. And let me also say that my wife wants to emphasize very strongly that the woman in the sex scenes is not her.
Now, what pages were those?
Yeah, that's the chapter called Making Love to a Board.
Mm.
Obviously, one writes about what one knows. My female protagonist, a woman named Claire Doheny, is a New York book editor. I've been in publishing for 30 years, so that's a world I know intimately. My hermit has a connection with food. Obviously, I've been a food writer. And they're little bits and pieces of myself. One of the first couples that I met on Chappaquiddick going back 30 years ago were very deeply involved with bioenergetics and Wilhelm Reich and the whole expressive therapy movement. And one of the subplots of my book is an iconoclastic psychotherapist named Wilhelm Reich. He's a real-life character. Ingenious and brilliant man who kind of tipped over into madness. And he seemed to be a great foil for the storyline.
And what are the challenges a writer faces when he's incorporating a real person into his fictional book?
Well, for one, how do you distinguish him from the made-up characters? And the way I did it was Claire is she's an editor, a book editor, and she runs an imprint of books of biographies. It's a biography imprint called Men of Action. And so she is working on this manuscript about Wilhelm Reich and trying to wrestle it into a book. And so that was a very natural way for me to bring in Reich. It was also a way for me to bring in Cicero, to bring in Marie Curie, to bring in Jean-Jacques Rousseau, all people who, all of the real-life characters in some way sort of are mirrors for what is going on in the made-up characters' lives.
Is the process of writing a novel dramatically different for you from that of writing a cookbook?
Well, yes and no. I mean, first of all, it's very different in the sense that it's made up, whereas when I write a cookbook, I mean, first of all, let me say that when I write a cookbook, the part that's the least interesting for me is the recipes. My books are all very prose intense. The last book, Planet Barbecue, is probably 40% prose. So I'm used to telling stories, but the stories are kind of based on factual information and research. Now, when you write a novel, you're in a sense making a story up. You anchor it on facts, and I did a lot of research. One of my characters wrestles with an illness, so I did a lot of research into that. There's a lot about the history of Chappaquiddick, which I learned. I knew some of going into the book and learned a tremendous amount in the process of writing. But I think it's the difference between sort of always having facts as an anchor and then sort of making up a story. That's the biggest difference. And you know what's really interesting? I wrote the first draft of the novel in 2005, right before I wrote Planet Barbecue. Planet Barbecue is a much better book for my having written the novel. There's much more storytelling in it.
Where did you get the title for Island Apart?
In the Wampanoag language, Chappaquiddick means a place or island apart.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh. And so this is the idea that this is a sort of a space that's outside of time and outside of all the frenetic activity of day-to-day life. It's a place where one character comes to heal, and the other character comes to escape.
All right, what's next for you? Another novel or another cookbook?
Well, I'm actually working on two new novels. One of them will be set in Rembrandt's Holland. And the other is going to be set in Portland, Oregon, in a bakery in Portland, Oregon.
Any working titles for this?
Nah, not yet.
Well, readers, I want to say that I did enjoy reading An Island Apart, and you might want to cycle it in for your summer reading. Thanks so much for joining us today, Stephen.
Thank you, Elaine.
All righty.